Drive-by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.
News coming out that Taoiseach Enda Kenny has told the Dáil that the marriage equality referendum will take place in the spring of 2015. He was answering a question which was put to him by Gerry Adams in the Order of Business. So that's good news. Al Porter, how are you?
Very well, Colm. Absolutely brilliant to talk to you.
Yeah, we talk all the time, but sometimes
we do.
Never this serious, but we won't make it too serious because it's good news.
Absolutely brilliant. No, it is. I mean, it's a gloriously sunny day, and just to hear the news that we know that the next time, when come next spring, we'll actually be able to vote on this thing and stop having silly arguments over the existence of prejudice or not, or over whether the word homophobia can or can't be used, or we can bury all that pantygate stuff and actually get onto the real matter of people's lives, their families, the people they love, and actually equality itself. And that's really important, and I'm glad the government has finally set a date and said, look, this is going to happen. And that's a step forward. We have something to work toward.
Absolutely. And tell me this as well. Did you think you'd ever see this day, that we have this referendum, that we can stand up, mature about it, and actually take the vote?
I think it's incredible. I mean, it's actually strange how much has changed in such a short space of time. I mean, even I'm only 21, and a lot of people would think, well, a 21-year-old, surely he's grown up in an incredibly progressive society, one that has opened its arms to him in a way that no other kind of generation has ever experienced. And that's absolutely true. But when I go back and I do things like, I sometimes facilitate school transition programs for children who are finding it difficult to transition from, say, sixth class into first year in secondary school, which can be quite daunting. And I see just how open and how changed utterly that whole experience is for people who are, say, 10 years younger than me. And there are people who are 10 years older than me and 10 years again who can't, I'm surely never thought that they would see the day that an open, and Kenny described it, calm and compassionate discussion on these kind of issues could occur. Because when I go back and do these things with these 12 and 13 year olds and that kind of thing, you wouldn't believe there's a, I met a kid, and I mean, nobody would name names, but I met this kid, and he was 12 years old, going into secondary school, and he introduced me to his boyfriend. Now, I mean, boyfriends are obviously just holding hands and kisses on cheeks at that stage in their life. But what's interesting is, by way of, by virtue of the medium, by virtue of the fact of soap operas that come into your home showing, you know, happy, realistic, honest interpretations of same-sex relationships, and the whole media, everything has changed to a kind of openness that even wasn't there when I was in school. When I was in school, you didn't want to talk about it. You didn't even know if in college it was going to be okay, let alone the fact that now you could be talking about, if I wanted, I could have a marriage next year, hopefully.
Yeah. Did you, when you were growing up, did you find it difficult to tell people that you were gay? I mean, as you said, you're only 21, and I would imagine, like, if you're 41 or 51, some different, like every 5 years, it changed completely. But even for you, I mean, you came from a tough area in Dublin.
I mean, look, I mean, I always make jokes about Tala. You know, I do a lot of jokes about my dad saying he thought growing up with the lads in Tala would have hardened me. And you can imagine the punchline. But the thing is, I mean, I make a lot of jokes, but I also always say to people, I never felt like I was ever discriminated against or bullied against, because I always actually was quite a happy child, and I never really looked at other people as picking on me for that reason or for any other reason above the fact that I talked too much and could be a little bit annoying. But I mean, the honest fact of it is, you know, when I look back on it, it wasn't until I went to college that I actually felt comfortable really kind of letting people know. I mean, when I was in school, it was one of those things that you didn't talk about. Words like queer and faggot and all these words were, you know, thrown about with a wild abandon, and they absolutely were. And it was a kind of so different. Let me put it this way to you, Colm, and excuse me for not being quite, you know, distinct with my words, because I'm just trying to, I'm kind of excited by this, and it's hard to put into words. But, for example, this past weekend we had the Gay Pride weekend, you know, and there on Saturday, I just call it the weekend, you know, but it crossed over with the World Cup. And I was joking on stage. I was saying, you know, That must have been, you know, a lot of people in Dublin meeting each other for the first ever time. I was saying there must have been lads looking over going, is that my brother over there? Lads, what flag is that rainbow flag? What country is that? And the lads are going, oh, I don't know, maybe it's Cameroon or something. And I was making all these jokes about it. But the fact of the matter is, Colm, the gay pride crowd and the World Cup crowd, they were indiscernible. You could not discern between them in Dublin. It was a lot of lads and a lot of women out in their T-shirts and shorts enjoying a glorious, absolutely swelteringly hot day. There was colour, there was fun, and you couldn't tell if it was because we were celebrating the Brazilian masculine wonderful World Cup of sport or whether we were enjoying the absolute flamboyance of a march or a parade. You know, this kind of, the fact that these lines blurred and the fact that it was indiscernible is a sign of how things are going. And the way that this debate should be, this debate shouldn't be about difference. It should just be about our sameness and the way that we all deserve equality in that fashion. And I saw a lot of young people posting up on their Facebook or on their Twitter, happy pride, happy pride, happy pride. And when I put it this way, when I was 14 in school, I actually would have been one of those people who said, oh, Jesus, no, why would you have a gay pride parade when you don't have a straight pride parade? Because it was a kind of way of a self-defense mechanism of kind of deferring from you and saying, no, no, I don't agree with this. But one thing that I'm always quick to say to people is, because a lot of people come and see my act and I talk a lot about my own flamboyance, and some people say to me, you know, are you not making a spectacle of yourself in that sense? Would you not rather just be like everybody else? But one thing that we have to not fear about is equality isn't homogeny. So equality isn't sameness. It's about our sameness as humans and our sameness in our love and in that, that very wonderful human thing of falling in love and then hurting and falling out of love. You know, there are a lot of comics that say the same thing. Why should marriage only be for us to suffer? A lot of other people should suffer through it as well. But It's not about homogeny either.
No, and it is a good day. And as you said, if we can be calm, compassionate, and mature about this, and I'm just thinking as well, if it goes through next spring, should I think about buying a hat, Al? Is there somebody in your life?
Hey, look, come here. Well, firstly, I think maybe Angus McGreen is going to give it a go again. I think that'd be great. You know, maybe this time he'll bring the llamas or the alpacas or whatever it is he has at the back garden. I don't know if it's going to work with me, as I say. I'm not a very good flirt. I was actually flirting with somebody the other day, and they tried to do the old line to me, Colm, if I turned gay, you'd be the first on my list. But what they actually happened to say to me was, if I woke up gay, you'd be the first on my list. And I thought, that's kind of funny, because I've never woken up straight. And I was kind of thinking, I wonder, does he think I wake up every morning and go, oh, gay again?
Another gay day. What do I do?
I don't know. Shut that door. I don't know if you're going to be coming to a wedding, but you might be coming to the launch of my autobiography called Groundhog Gay. I think that would be good fun.
But
you know, one thing I'd like to say before we leave on this is, this was actually the reason we got this today was because Gerry Adams, of all people, asked Enda Kenny the question, when are we going to have this referendum? And I think it's interesting that Sinn Féin is really pushing for this equality bill. And interestingly, we have a brilliant lad. And if you ever are looking for an example of just how far we've come with these issues, there's a great guy in South Dublin, and that would have been my constituency. He's actually now the mayor of South Dublin, and his name is Fintan Warfield. I'm sure he must have an internet presence like they all do now.
Right.
But Fintan Warfield was a Sinn Féin council candidate, 22 years old, and this man is making speeches about looking out for the vulnerable in society, the elderly, the homeless, those who are having their rights deprived. Fintan Warfield, he's a singer with the Young Wolf Tones, and he's a really good-looking guy, and I want to go on a date with him. But he's actually brilliant, and he's a great sign of what can be done.
You're pretty good at speaking yourself, Al, at 21 years of age.
You.
And it is a day to remember, July 1st. Just to mention to everybody that it has been announced the same-sex marriage referendum will take place in spring 2015, and I did want to get your view on that. Listen, Al, thanks for that, all right?
Hey, Colm, it's my pleasure. And to any of your listeners who go, God, he does babble on and doesn't make sense, I apologise. What can I say? It's very exciting. And if you're listening to this news and you're trying to hold down your excitement, don't. Be very pleased, because I think we can all be positive that this time next year, this country will be changed.
All right, Al, listen, we'll catch up soon. Take care of yourself.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Drive-by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.